So first of all, your name to the Rising Stars contest. Does that mean anything to you at this point in your career?
It means a lot, you know, especially around this time last year. I was hurt, and you know, watching it here, you know, I stayed here for All-Star break, rehab and stuff, and saw my peers out there playing, and you know, it motivated me a lot to play in that game. And a lot of great players have played in it, so it means a lot to be in it.
Do you tell that to Trey Lyles, who, you know, wasn't named to the roster?
Yeah, I mean, it's motivation. You can already tell it's motivation for him. And, you know, personally, I think he should have been in it, but, you know, it's he'll have another chance next year. And he'll be a great player in this league. Hopefully, he'll have a chance to be an All-Star later on down the road.
So you're going to be there for All-Star weekend? Are you going to throw your name in the hat for the three-point contest, maybe the dunk contest?
No, not this year. Not this year. Maybe next year if I start out shooting well, you know, I throw my name in the three-point contest.
I was looking at your shooting percentages, and it looks like they're almost the same, actually, as last year, if you look at kind of the two- and the three-point shot. Mm-hmm. Does it feel like you're shooting better? Or, I mean, what do you think? Do you think you can shoot better for the second half of the season? What are your thoughts on that?
No, I feel like I'm shooting better, especially compared to the first half of the season. Shooting more consistent. You know, just been working on it. You know, I know percentages, you know, if you shoot bad one game and the next game you shoot hot, you know, but at the same time, I feel like, you know, I'm a hot guy right now. I'm shooting the ball well right now.
You talked about the Minnesota game being a big deal for you personally last time. Does then this game tomorrow have extra importance to you?
No, it wasn't about actually the team Minnesota. It was about just that game, that point. And it wasn't anything that they did. It was open shots that game, you know. But so it's completely different, even though it's the same team.
The way you guys played yesterday, and now you have some guys coming back, Gobert and Favors, does it feel like some positive momentum is headed your direction now?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, getting some continuity back, getting some guys, some key players, best players on our team back and into the flow of things. And, you know, it's good. You know, get a win and, you know, hopefully get another one tomorrow and, you know, keep going. You know, it's about getting continuity, especially before the All-Star break.
Are you looking at all of the standings? I mean, you know, you're past the midway point in the season, tied for eighth, a couple teams.
I don't personally, you know, just because I know it's going to go down to probably the last few games. It's going to go back and forth. You know, we might go on a run. Another team may go on a run. You know, we just got control. We can control. So I try not to look at it because I know it changes day by day. You can't get too caught up in there right now, especially before All-Star break.
Is that kind of the philosophy that does Quinn tell you guys to avoid things like that and just focus at your habits and your task at hand?
Yeah, I mean, he really hasn't talked about it as far as standings in the playoffs, but just keeping us even keel and wanting us to play well, you know, and you know, win some games, and we'll see where we at come springtime.
What can you take from last night's game to tomorrow, if anything, or is it completely different because it's a totally different team?
Our defense was great. We really helped each other out. We played extremely hard, and we did our game plan. You know, we're real physical, and I think that's something we can take into tomorrow.
This is kind of random, but when you think of the cameras on the baseline, do you have any stories or memories of like crashing into the front row?
I know one time last year I hit my head, back of my head on it. It hurt. It hurt pretty well, but I understand they got to be there. But you never want to cause injury. I'm not saying they have, but, you know, cause injury, you know, whether it's to your head, falling down or stepping on an ankle or something like that. So
they've actually taken a few of them out, actually, to try to give you guys, I guess, a little bit more of a runway or some more, I guess, space just in case that happens. That's part of the last year or so, I believe.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good thing. You know, it's a lot of athletic players to go to the rim, and they might get knocked down or something like that. So that's pretty good.
What's the etiquette when you smash a camera person? You got to say sorry, or do they have to say sorry to you?
You want to say sorry to them because you're coming so fast at them, and you're hitting a person. You never want to hurt anybody, so you just want to make sure they're okay.